On this International Day of Happiness, which it is officially, we bring you a service from Chinese social media to help boost your mood. A big trend on the social media platform WeChat is getting groups of people to say nice things about you. Manya Kusa is the editor-in-chief of What's on Weibo, and she wrote about the popularity of these Kwa Kwa groups, as they're known. Kusa told the world's Brandy Fulwood about this kind of self-care that takes the form of compliments.
So what are Kwa Kwa groups?
It is basically online chat groups where people will praise each other no matter what.
And what kind of experiences and compliments are people asking for or talking about?
It could be anything. It could be work-related. It could have something to do with their appearance or their love life.
Is there like an example that jumps out to you?
Well, for example, if somebody says, I've been looking for a job for 3 years and I still haven't found one, then they will always find the positive in what you say. So then they will say, you've been looking for 3 years. That means that you have such endurance. That means you don't give up. So no matter what you say, they will always turn it around and look for the bright side in the story you're sharing.
And this is a phenomenon in China, but there are similar things in English language on Reddit called Toast Me. Do you know where this idea started? Is this just kind of an echo chamber that everyone wants to create?
I think everyone in this social media environment feels they need to be complimented every now and then, especially since it's pretty competitive and everybody's leading their best life on social media. But I think in China, it's a little bit different because you're dealing with mostly a generation that is a one-child generation. They have all of the pressure from their parents and grandparents on their shoulder. So more than what we see in the West, I think these Kwa Kwa groups should be seen in this light of this generation that is facing so much pressure.
These groups are free, right? Are there other ones where you have to pay for compliments?
The first groups that popped up some years ago, they were college-based, so in Chinese universities and colleges all over the country, and they are free. But now lately, you've seen this phenomenon where you can also purchase these services from the big e-commerce website Taobao. This is something that I tried out for myself, and I paid about $7.50 to be praised for 5 minutes.
What did you ask for?
I said that I'd been studying Chinese for such a long time and that I sometimes still feel somewhat depressed if I really cannot understand the older people in Beijing, especially the ones who are talking with a thick accent. Around 200 people within 5 minutes were encouraging me, telling me you can do it and you've done it for so long and Chinese is difficult. Even we cannot understand the old people in Beijing. It does give you a good feeling. It really made me glow inside, even though I knew it was a kind of a fake world in a way.
Language learning is a lifelong process, so I also commend you for that effort. That one's free.
Yeah, it is.
The world's Brandy Fulwood there, speaking with and complimenting Manya Kusa in Amsterdam. Manya's the editor-in-chief at What's on Weibo, and clearly she and Brandy are awesome.